You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Harry Sanders from Studio Hawk, a Google Partner Specialist search engine optimization company out of Melbourne, Australia. Mr. Sanders, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us, what is SEO and why is it so important for business?
Yeah, sure. So SEO is a term that's kind of flown around a lot. Now, SEO is the acronym for search engine optimization, and it particularly is about the organic traffic that comes through Google. So if you were to search something on your computer or phone, the content that comes below the ads. Now, the reason why that's important and it's important to be doing well there is, well, first of all, Eric, it's the highest converting digital channel there is. It's got a higher conversion rate than any form of paid media, and the reason for that is, well, it doesn't feel like people are being sold to. Like, they've searched something and immediately got back some results. The actual stats on that are, well, if you were to search something right now, 43% of people are going to click that first one. It's going to be around 22% on the second and so on and so forth, right down to the second page where you're sharing, well, less than 1% with the entire amount of searches for that given phrase. So you definitely want to be up there at the top.
And there's no doubt about that. So what made you get into SEO to begin with, and why are you so passionate about it, and what drives you every day?
Yeah, sure. So I got into SEO at the back of my father's business, actually. He had a boat licensing company, and look, he was a typical boatie, right? Loved his sailing, and he actually did training for people trying to get that license. Now, he wasn't getting a lot of work. And so being the kind of digitally savvy kind of guy I was, I decided to have a crack at it. Now, it took me a good 12 months to get kind of anything happening. I was very green, didn't know what I was doing, just fumbling around, just driven by the arrogance that I didn't want to be proven, that I wanted to prove my dad wrong and that we could get some business from Google. So we did that for a good period of time, but what ended up happening was quite staggering. He went from getting six people in a classroom at a good $120 a head to filling it out at 43 times a week with some very healthy profit margins there. Just from people searching for boat license or boat licensing or getting a jet ski license, there is really a lot of search volume and a lot of industries that still don't have that kind of competition. So that's why I'm so driven about it.
Certainly understandable, and that is absolutely phenomenal. It certainly is. Now, tell us, what is the current state of SEO in 2018? Anything we should be looking out for?
Yeah, so look, SEO is a constantly evolving and changing beast. Every month, every day, in fact, Google's updating and tweaking their algorithm. Now, at the very fundamentals of search, there are two things to worry about. Number one, we call on-site. On-site is about everything that happens on your website. So your the content of the site, the schema markup, so the coding, the headings, every little detail that's happening there. Think of it like a book in the library. Every book has to have a blurb, a title, chapters, paragraphs, and just like a website, needs to have the correct code to showcase that to search engines. The second part is what we call off-site. And that is, well, why Google started. Who's linking? So if other websites are linking to your website and they're credible and, importantly, niche relevant, then that's what we call strong off-site authority. And that's a really key, well, about 60% key factor in Google determining where your site stands. So getting those two things in line are always going to be great. But other things to look out for is making sure that you've got that kind of markup so that you're appearing in voice searches. Google's pushing voice like you wouldn't believe with their Google Home products and all the incentives they're giving. So yeah, absolutely have a look and make sure you're doing and optimizing well for that.
And most helpful today, we're joined by Mr. Harry Sanders from Studio Hawk, a Google Partner Specialist search engine optimization company out of Melbourne, Australia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Sanders, what's the difference between SEO and PPC methods like Facebook ads?
Sure. So PPC efforts are what we call pay-per-click. So that's a pay-per-click model, and that is something where you pay every time someone clicks on your ad. Now, if you've been following the recent Facebook scandal, Eric, you'll notice there's a lot of stuff happening around that. Facebook's getting caught collecting data they shouldn't be, or doing advertising that has previously been very cost-effective, but it's just shot through the roof. Like, so we're working with a lot of e-commerce customers that are reporting 2-3x increases in their Facebook spend for the same results. So what that means is that, same with Google AdWords, it's happening across the board. And what's happening is advertisers or advertising companies like Google and Facebook are starting to have to close up a bit of their ecosystem. They can't be as targeted as they were previously or use the data that they had previously. They're starting to come into federal rules and laws that are just going to only drive those costs up. So with so many businesses competing at such high clicks, the only real way to stand out is to look at organic kind of sources such as Google, where you're not paying for ads, you're not paying per click, you're simply trying to get as many users as possible through key search terms or what we call keywords.
And tell us, what influence is the rise in Facebook ads and Google ads cost having on organic searches?
Yeah, sure. So it's having a huge influence right now. So everyone's kind of pulling their budget away from Facebook and Google ads and looking at other channels. Now, organic search is one of those channels that I don't think a lot of people are tapping into. It powers a good 40% of even non-optimized e-commerce stores and a good 70% of optimized e-commerce stores' total volume of sales. That's a huge chunk. And that's something that people aren't really working with or optimizing for properly. Maybe they're kind of doing it half-heartedly, but you've really got to put a full effort into it to see the fruits of your labor. But yeah, these rising costs have also caused people to consider more of these platforms. So what's happening is people are starting to look to organic search and doing some work around there, which is causing a bit more competition there. So people are really having to up their SEO game or bring in the right people to make sure that they're properly optimized. That's definitely the immediate effect that increase in ad spend's having.
Well, it's always interesting to hear about SEO and some of the strategies and the methods that work, and you've certainly personally seen huge success and a lot to be excited about there, not only what you've seen in the past, but in the present and the outlook for the future. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip here for the listeners along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, look, one final tip I can definitely give to anyone, and this is something that anyone can fix or improve, right? Amazon constantly looks to improve that, and that's one of the reasons why they are the giant that they are today. Now, that tip that I'm talking about is, of course, page speed. So page speed is such an important factor. It's a ranking factor. It's a factor of conversion. It's a factor in pretty much everything. And there's so many free tools. Google offers a full comprehensive page speed analysis that anyone can use, and they can check their page speed right off the back of that and find ways to optimize images and compress those files. And this essentially improves loading times across the board for users. Faster loading, happier users, more conversion.
Well, Mr. Sanders, it certainly has been more than a pleasure to have had you. A lot of great information shared here today, and we certainly wish your company all the success looking ahead. Where can listeners get all the details on your firm, Studio Hawk, and also how could listeners be in direct contact as needed?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a website at studiohawk.com.au. That's studiohawk.com.au. And we have a blog there, which is where we kind of discuss some of the up-and-coming SEO topics, stuff about voice, even about how some of the larger companies go about their SEO as we've worked with some of those campaigns. And it's great for even entrepreneurs or small or medium businesses to get an awareness of how those campaigns are handled. So yeah, that's definitely a place you can head to for further kind of learning.
Good enough. Again, Mr. Sanders, a pleasure to have had you today on the program. All the success, and again, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And it's been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Harry Sanders from Studio Hawk, a Google Partner Specialist search engine optimization company out of Melbourne, Australia. And for further details and for contact, simply visit studiohawk.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.